Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I want to bring in a guy. And look, Arch, I say all the time, there's no duo in Atlanta that knows the Falcons roster like myself and Squidbilly. But Arch, when you add yourself as a third amigo, I know for a fact that that is undefeated, my friend. I hope you're having a good Thursday.
I love that, man. I appreciate you bringing me in. I love that we've got three at the top of the order that are power hitters and table setters and run scorers. So we've got it all for you today.
Wow. Arch, we've been talking all day. There doesn't seem to be a consensus amongst Falcons fans. You talk about James Pierce and Mike Green and Jalen Walker and Mykael Williams and Shamar Stewart. The list goes on and on. I know that you study players top to bottom as part of your draft prep, and you'll be down at Mercedes-Benz tonight with Mike Conte and obviously Wes Durham. How many players would you say that you've scouted in terms of possibilities at 15? Because I think we're in the realm of like 20, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. And that might be just on the defensive side of the football, and I think that's where all our eyes are cast defensively. But certainly you're probably talking anywhere from 8 deep on the at the defensive end position and or edge player position. You could probably throw in another maybe 3 defensive tackles that potentially could come into play. And I'm not talking about just at 15. I'm talking about should things start to happen, shenanigans start happening, and we start getting some trades and people moving back and people coveting a player and moving up, and maybe Atlanta's in that perfect position to where they can move back. And then you're going to throw in probably as many as maybe 3 or 4 corners, and throw in maybe a couple of safeties. So, yeah, you start adding that up, that gets us about around 20 guys. I think you're exactly right.
Shenanigans. Hey, Arch, you take Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter out of the equation. Who is the best defensive player in this draft? Not name one of those two guys on the Archer big board.
Yeah, for me, it's Jalen Walker, the linebacker from Georgia. I think that the versatility that Walker brings to the table, he can play in the second level on first and second down. He can rock up on the first level and rush the passer on third down. His ability to run sideline to sideline, a little light in the rear end potentially for some on that edge. He's between 240 and 245. But I think his speed to power, his quickness, his innate ability just to make plays. I think that he is the guy that jumps off the page at me is probably that next player that's kind of a – and unfortunately, he's not going to be there either for Atlanta. I would be stunned if Jalen Walker last past the 10th pick.
Well, Arch, Daniel Jeremiah had him in his final mock draft falling to 15. I told Mike earlier, if that happened, I will streak through MBS. as soon as a pick is made, I will streak through
Please don't.
The stadium.
Yeah.
That's horrifying. That's horrifying to even think about. I mean, think, you know, if you could put this in your mind, think Elijah Wood, you know, running naked through the movie Lord of the Rings. I mean, we don't want that. We don't need to see that. And anybody that has much hair on his top of his feet than you do, we don't need to see you naked.
Look. That's absolutely hilarious.
That's very hateful.
Yeah.
Maybe accurate.
Arch, look, man, I think that most of us have come to the consensus that the Falcons should and will pick an edge rusher. But you know as well as I do that we've all been caught off guard the last couple of years by going in without thought process. The way I want to frame this question for you, though, is if it's not an edge guy, are we more likely to get a corner, a linebacker, or an offensive tackle at 15 instead of an edge?
Well, if we stay at 15, Mike, and let's say you just lock into that spot, and it's not edge rusher, and based on what I've been able to kind of project with everybody else, with you guys, everybody else, I think there's going to be as many 6 edges come off the board in the first round. Could be 7. I'm looking at 6 right now, and I think there's a good chance that maybe 4 or 5 go in that realm between 1 and 15. I think of the 32 teams that I looked at, edge rusher is considered, and most people would say I need an extra edge. Everybody wants an extra edge player nowadays, a rush and passer. But I would say 18 of the 32 teams would be willing to take an edge rusher with their pick and in the need category. And 6 of those teams are in front of Atlanta at the 15th pick. But if it's not an edge rusher, my eyes go to, and this is a guy that I give credit to Bo. Bo was on this guy early on, too. But the ability, and this is, I'm hedging my bet here a little bit, because Jihad Campbell, I love him, the linebacker from Alabama. But from a versatility standpoint and a guy that can play everywhere, Jahdae Barron becomes that guy for me. Because of his ability to play the corner, ran 4.39 at the combine. He really tracks the ball extremely well. He was a Thorpe Award winner, was the best defensive back in the country, had 5 interceptions a year ago for the Longhorns. But his ability to play in the slot area, the nickel area, which is where he played a lot over the last couple seasons for Texas, and then his ability to rock back at the safety position, think Earl Thomas, if you will. To me, he reminds me of Earl Thomas, another Texas Longhorn who anchored that back end for the Legion of Boom with all those guys back there. He has that ability to do that, play multiple positions. He's not a big dude. In fact, they're very similar size. If you go back and look Earl Thomas up, Earl was about 5'10", weighed about 190. That's exactly where Jahdae Barron is. In fact, Jahdae's like 5'11". But Earl Thomas ran 4.37. This guy runs 4.39. They're very similar players in their versatility. So that's what you're looking for, in my opinion. If you're not going to go with an edge player, to me, it's got to be a guy that can affect the game in a lot of different ways. And Jahdae Barron is that guy.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of him, Arch, as you mentioned. Hey, one guy I've kind of seen jump up, and he is an edge player, is Donovan Ezeraku. And I'm not as sold on him. I feel like he's a guy that was very good in college, but he's kind of, to me, a one-trick pony with the spin move and pass rush. And I don't think he's as good as Mike Green is with his hands and shedding blocks in the run game, if you want him for that, too. What do you think of Ezeraku?
No, I think that's a good analogy. I think Ezeraku comes in at about 245, 250, so playing the edge in a defense at 6'2.5" or so. So not a gigantic player. He's a fluid athlete. He moves extremely well, can change direction. He ran 4.62 at the combine. He's strong now, which is interesting. He had 22 reps in the bench, which tells you he can lock guys out. He's got some strength on that perimeter, but that was not his strong suit, was keeping people out of his legs. Now, he's got long arms. He's got good length. So you would think that if he gets with somebody that can maybe take him to the next level from a tactician standpoint, he would be a good edge player. But an outstanding player going to get the quarterback, 16.5 sacks, Hendricks Award winner, as the top outside linebacker in the country. He's one of those guys that I think is going to creep in that 20 range, 25 range, somewhere in that neighborhood, where he's going to go off the board in the first round. And that could be one of those guys, should Atlanta decide they want to move back guys and get back into that 22, 23 range, if somebody is a suitor that wants to pop back up, that Ezeraku comes into play for me as a guy that you look at. Think about the young guy from Iowa State that Jeff Ulbrich took with the Jets. Very similar player, long player, not quite as big, but has that ability to bend and get around the edge. Ezeraku, similar type player.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Arch, I'll finish with this. We got about 30 seconds. Mykael Williams is a guy that's been kind of polarizing for a lot of people. I've seen him mocked as early as 6 and as late as like 25. He had some injury issues over at Georgia. Your thoughts if Mykael Williams is the guy that actually lands here with the Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, I have no problem with that at all, Mike. Mykael Williams, 6'5", 260 pounds, ran 4.65 at the combine or in his pro day. Look for a guy. Now, think about Ulbrich now. What is he going to want in a now a hybrid, not 4.34, but now a hybrid 4.3? Are you looking for bigger players on the edge? That means Shamar Stewart, and that means Mykael Williams become those bigger edge players that could be those guys that you're looking for to fill out this defense. Mykael Williams will be an excellent addition to the Atlanta coming from Georgia.
You're the best, Arch, man. Can't wait to hear you guys on the call tonight. Hope you have a good evening, and hopefully we're all celebrating the Falcons pick, man.
Hey, have fun today on Christmas, baby.
That's it, man.
Merry draft day,
yeah,
Arch.
Merry draft day, Arch. They'll be down with Squidbilly. Squidbilly breaking out of the house tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that maybe we'll hear about that on Life of Squid coming up in just a minute. But Squidbilly breaking out of the house and be at MBS tonight, along with the rest of the 92.9 crew. You'll hear Dukes and Bell and obviously Mike Conti, Dave Archer, Wes Durham, and Squid on the boards tonight, man. So that'll be a lot of fun. It is draft day here, though. And on the other side, we're going to continue this draft conversation. Very interesting stuff from Dave Archer there. Talking about the fit, talking about Jeff Ulbrich's defense, and not forget, this hybrid 3-4-4-3 that he wants to put in. Keep that in mind as we move throughout the day.